Today is Friday, July 17th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So what I thought I would do today, and I'm probably going to leave someone out, but I had a few emails that I wanted to get through, and I thought, oh, I better just do that today. So Friday, email day, whatever you want to call it. Damn it, I can't fade out this song. I've been having trouble with the fader. The fader, it's on a tablet, and I've been having trouble with the fader. I don't know why. But anyway, I thought I better read some of this email that I got, and I'm probably going to forget someone, so I apologize if I forget you. But we're going to start with Sam in the Hinterlands. And if I've already read this, you guys, I was just listening to Big Fatty today, and he put me at the front of his show. I'm honored, as always. And he was playing the downtown music or whatever, and he uses the phrase downtown apparently to mean someone who's, you know, going a bit senile, I guess. And I'm not old enough to go senile, but I guess I need to be doing the Sudoku, whatever it's called. I don't even know what it's called. Crossword puzzles. Well, actually, it's not. They're not the same thing, but I'm just going to go with it. Regardless, I need to be doing that. But I do code. I write computer code. That should keep my brain, you know, I'm doing this home automation stuff. We'll talk about that in a second. Regardless, he put me on the front of his, and how dare you, Big Fatty, put me on the front of there and saying that just because I didn't know what the announcement was for Big Brother does not mean that I'm losing my mind. So Sam in the Hinterland says, over lunch today, I caught up and enjoyed the fake Gary bit as much as everyone else. Yeah, it was good. I have to give it to Fatty. Always nice to hear how the house and yard is coming along. Educational, too, as I didn't realize grass clippings turned into farts on their own. I thought cows or other ruminants were necessary. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it was actual, like, methane, but it just smelled very farty. But, you know, a lot of things can, like, if you microwave cauliflower or if you steam cauliflower, I've gotten kind of used to the scent because I like roasted cauliflower, and I'm sure it gives the same scent. But because I roast cauliflower fairly often, and I like to get those nice brown caramelized edges, I guess I don't really notice the smell anymore. It was not a good smell, though. And our grass is, well, our weeds are growing so fast that it's, I should have mowed Wednesday of this week, and I just mowed on Sunday, but the weeds are so tall already. Ugh. And the not the landscaping guy, but the treatment guy, the lawn treatment guy said, well, there's not much we're going to be able to do this year. He said, those are annual weeds. And he said, we need to do a pre-emergent. So that means we have to do it before they come up, and that we don't do until fall and winter. He said, and so, you know, the ones that you've got now, you just need to keep mowing and we'll fertilize the grass and, you know, and then next year it'll be better. So, ugh. She also says, you may already know this, but when I was a first-time homeowner, I didn't. Exterminators are all about getting a monthly contract. Even if you want something one time only, they'll push hard for a monthly service contract, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. We have one for the decent months of the year. It gets suspended in the winter because, yeah, I guess it gets very cold there. But it was an unexpected thing. You know, I know about that. And the only reason I know about that is because, and I don't think I've ever had a contract with an exterminator since I've owned a home. This is my second home, and I should, but it's one of those things that you're just like, ah, you know, whatever. It's just bugs, you know, and I've never been overrun with bugs anywhere I've lived, so I guess I really haven't had a problem. But when I was growing up, our next door neighbors, I called them, it was a man and a wife and their kids, and the wife's mother was a babysitter. And she lived with them as well. So like the grandmother, the mother, father, and the two girls lived there. And I called them. Well, I went to the mother to be babysat. And so my mom would take me over there, and it was just right next door. So it was very easy. You know, I could walk over when I got older. And I called the older lady Nanny, and then I called her daughter, who was the mother, Aunt Gail, and I called the guy Uncle Delton. So it was Aunt Gail and Uncle Delton, and then their, and I grew up playing with their daughters, probably why I'm gay. And anyway, and so they had an exterminator company. That's what they did. And so we had a contract with them, and they would come over, you know, once every, I don't know how often it is, but, and I was to the point where I saw a spider one day, and I called them, and I'm like, can you guys come out and spray? I didn't even ask my mom. I'm just like, it was more than that. I saw a spider, I went to smush it, and all these babies came out of it. And so I was probably 12 years old. I called the exterminator. I'm like, I need you guys to come out. You know, we have spiders. I think they did come out, though. I don't know if we got charged for that. That's really weird. I mean, maybe we paid like a yearly fee and they would come out on demand if like they missed a bug or something. I don't really know. But I know all about exterminators because that's the business they were in. And so I hung out over at their house all the time. And but yeah, so there you go. Well, thanks for the email, Sam. Still going through all the stuff. So this is not really a podcast contact, but I do want to respond to it on the podcast because eventually he'll listen to it when he's in the shower. But I will email him back as well. So Dan, fucking Dan from Gayish, sent us a lovely present. It's two mugs. And we did get them a few days ago, but I haven't had a chance. Well, I've been procrastinating about emailing back because that's just what I do. But Dan, yes, he gave me the tracking number. Bless your heart, Dan. But we got them. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. The only thing I'll say is one of them literally says fucking Dan on it. And my parents are very religious. So I just have to make sure that I put them in a place that my mom's not going to be over and want a cup of coffee or something. And she goes to grab a mug. And then there's a mug with fucking Dan on it. But we really appreciate them. They're beautiful mugs. And thank you so much. So no need for the tracking number. And it did make it, both of the mugs made it safely. They're not broken. They're in great shape. The other one was a Gayish logo. All right. And the other one that I wanted to read is from Nessa. And this one is probably going to require an email as well. But again, you know, don't want to lose the contact on the show. So Nessa emailed and she says, so I'm considering putting the smart stuff in my house. If you don't mind me asking, what are you looking at as far as cost? I know it'll be different here for me, but it'll give me perspective. I also have to find a landscaper for my tiny patio space. I don't pull the weeds, but they grow crazy here. So I guess you want a landscaper just to come out and pull your weeds. Is that a euphemism? I love hearing about the home journey. Well, thank you, Nessa. I'm glad you love it. Apparently, some people think I repeat the same thing over and over. I'm not going to name any names, but I do a podcast with them. But anyway, so smart home stuff is expensive. It's expensive. But I will say this. So first of all, you didn't ask this, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a primer. I'm not an expert, but I'm just going to give you, you know, knowledge that I've learned. First of all, you should start with your lights and decide whether you want to, if you own your home, and I think you do, I seem to recall you buying that house. If you own your home, then, and you don't care about having like a bunch of colors, like a colored LED lights, then I would suggest buying smart switches. The only thing is, though, you're going to have to either get comfortable doing your own electrical wiring, or you're going to have to hire an electrician like we're doing. And we're only hiring an electrician because I have so many switches I want to replace, and it is just a pain in the ass. So But you need to decide whether you want to go that way or whether you want to use smart bulbs. They do have smart bulbs, but the thing about the smart bulbs is, like I said yesterday, and if you're the only one in your house, this is probably not a problem, but the smart bulbs, you have to leave them on all the time, which means you need to leave your switches all on, because when you turn the switch off, it cuts the power to the bulb, and then your bulb loses Wi-Fi and you can't control it, basically. So you have to turn all of your switches on anywhere where you have smart bulbs, and you can only control those bulbs from the app or, you know, whatever you've got it connected to, you know, depending. Because, like, if you have an Amazon Echo, you could set up a, I forget what they call it, but like a recipe or a scene where you say, hey, Echo, turn on the lights in the living room, and Echo will, you know, turn on your lights. But you can also just control it from an app on your phone, you know, all the companies. We're going with switches because I want it to be really built in, and the bulbs can be fairly expensive. In fact, the bulbs can be more expensive than the switches. And the thing about that is, if the bulb goes out, and I know they're LED, so they last a really long time, but when they go out, you have to replace the bulb. The switch is there forever, and as long as you have Wi-Fi, you know. So, anyway, I'm doing... basically, the switches are anywhere between $30 and $50 per switch. And so, but the bulbs that you're going to buy usually run between $40 and $70. I've seen anywhere from, you know, some of them are $30 if you get a really simple one, like for IKEA. But the really good brands are like Philips Hue or LifeX is a good brand as well. And they are more around the $40, $50, $60, $70 per bulb. And you can find these at Home Depot, but you can also like get them on Amazon or go to their websites. So I'm paying for 32 different switches. I don't know the total price because I already owned some of them. But, I mean, you can do the math. 32 times $30, basically. So, like, I don't know, $1,000 for like 32 switches, $1,200, something like that. But they'll last forever. So, I mean, well, theoretically, until something better comes along and I want to replace them. So it's not cheap, but I would suggest doing it slowly. You know, one switch at a time, one bulb at a time, whatever you decide. I'll send you some links. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at
pride48.com.